بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Tonight we discuss Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala an, the 10th Sahabi. In the month of Ramadan we started the last 10 nights with Allah's fazl. Inshallah Allah must give us a tawfiq of after the month of Ramadan continue reading about these Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in and trying bring into practice the beautiful teaching that they have left behind. Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala, his name is Hudhayfa. His agnomen or his nickname was Abu Abdullah. His father's name was Yaman, but actually his father's real name was Husayl bin Jabir. Hazrat Hudhayfa, the son of Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala, he used to say that people ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about khair. For example, Ya Rasulullah, show me something that if I do, I will enter Jannah. Tell me something about namaz, about iman, etc., about zakat, about hajj. But I used to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about shar, meaning about the fitnas that are going to take place. Therefore, if you look in the books of ahadith, where the signs of qiyamah are mentioned, or kitabul fitan, that time when there will be fitnas and fasad, for example, the appearance of Dajjal, etc. Many of those ahadith where minor signs of Qiyamah also have been mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned various things. The narrator of many of these ahadith is none other than Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala. And he says, why ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this? Makhavata ayyudrikani. Because I was so scared that I must not get caught up in these fitna which are going to come before Qiyamah. Therefore, I quickly ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time about the fitnas that are going to take place. In the Battle of Badr, he did not participate, he and his father. They were gone out of Madinah Munawwara, but they were captured by the enemy. And the enemy said that you are going to assist Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they said, no, we were going for some other work. But they captured them. And they only released them after taking a pledge from them that they will never assist Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they came back to Medina. Rasulullah sallam was victorious in Badr, but Hazrat Hudhayfa and his father were worried. Now, what do we do? Because we signed an agreement with the enemy that we will never help you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that do not worry about the pledge that you have signed. We will seek Allah's assistance against them. The Battle of Uhud, the whole history of Uhud is very, very detailed. We have heard it many times. But for some period in that battle, there was some chaos, some confusion. Rasulullah ﷺ had posted 50 archers on the mountain pass, kept an Amir there, gave him instructions, at all costs you must not move from your place. Even if you see that we are victorious, you should never move from there. There was some misunderstanding. The Amir did not move, some Sahaba did not move from there. But others thought that the war was over and the Muslims are now taking the Mali Ghanimat booty. Why should we get left? So they also came down. This was when Abu Sufyan came from the rear and he attacked them. The Muslims were being attacked severely at that time. So while this was taking place, suddenly Shaitan appeared and he shouted to the Muslims, see behind you, your enemy has come behind you. So they turned around not realizing that now they were attacking their own people. And in the rush, they began attacking Hazrat Hudhayfa's father. Hazrat Hudhayfa saw them now approaching or aiming at their father. So he shouted, Abi, Abi, it's my father, my father. But they could not hear. And they attacked him and he passed away. So he was killed by the Muslims. Obviously as a son he would become grieved. Rasulullah became very worried. Sahaba became very worried that they did this unintentionally. Rasulullah offered to pay him the blood money also, the diyat. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu said, Ya Rasulullah, I have forgiven them, they have made a mistake, I did not even want the diyat. Rasulullah became very pleased with him. He was also among those Sahaba. Of course, all the Sahaba were very close to Rasulullah, but Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu was a very special Sahabi. In the time of Ahzab, Battle of the Trench, or Ahzab, when they were fighting the enemy, Rasulullah called the Sahaba. It was extremely cold. Very, very cold. Rasulullah said, who is there amongst you who would go and get some information for me from the enemy? So nobody stood up. Because it was so cold, everybody was wrapped up in their shawls. Nabi Kareem made his ilan 3 times. Nobody stood up. So he tells Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala, قُمْ يَا حُذَيْفَ Hudhaifa, stand up. As Hudhaifa said, I stood up, but I was shivering because it was so cold. I was so worried. Rasulullah tells me that Hudhaifa, go. Whoever goes today and brings some news for me from the enemy, Allah will make him with me on the day of Qiyamah. Go, do not worry. He says, the moment I stood up and I got ready to go, I just took one step. Allah Ta'ala brought such warmth in my body that I could not feel any cold whatsoever. My entire body felt the warmth and I felt so brave because I was very scared how I'm going to go into the enemy camps. I was very brave. Finally, he says, I managed to get through. It was dark and I saw Abu Sufyan sitting with the kuffar and he was about to make a decision because Allah Ta'ala had sent a terrible wind, hurricane, and there was a lot of chaos there. Abu Sufyan first addressed his people and said, each one of you should look and see who is sitting next to him, whether he is from our camp or he is from the enemy. So just check who is the person next to you. Hudhaifa thought, now this person, I'll be get caught up. They'll catch up with him and they'll know he is a spy. So before his partner could ask him, very bravely he looked at him, who are you? Because he did not know who this person sitting next to him. This person was so scared, gave his name. Oh yes, yes, you are speaking the truth. But that person did not have the guts even to ask him, who are you? So he passed that stage. He hears Abu Sufyan saying, well, there's no enemy, no spy here. We are going to get defeated. We rather leave from here and go back home. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tells Rasulullah the enemy have escaped. He was Hazrat Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala. Very special thing about him now is he was known as Sahibu Sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Sahabi whom Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of very special secrets. No other Sahabi knew. Very special secrets Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him only. And he was given the list of the Munafiqeen. No other Sahabi was given this list. Rasulullah gave the list. These are the people who are munafiqeen amongst us. You are not to attend their janazah. And do not inform any person of this list. Rasulullah left this world. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu worried. Sayyidina Umar was amongst the Ashara Mubashara. He was amongst the Jannatis. He was given the glad tidings in this world. Sayyidina Umar, he was so great that it is mentioned that gully where Umar is walking. If Shaitan has to see him, Shaitan will take a U-turn and go the other way. Shaitan was so scared of Umar. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala's humility, his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that he kept on asking Hudhaifa, Hudhaifa, please tell me, who are the munafiq? Hudhaifa said, I cannot tell you. Finally he tells me, alright, tell me if my name is there or not. So Hudhaifa tells him, don't worry, your name is not there. But he did not give him the list of the munafiqeen. But he would watch whether Hudhaifa is attending this janazah or not, or deliberately if he is being absent from this janazah, then he would realize that there is something wrong here and he would also not attend that janazah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of reading more on the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq in some bayan also, we can discuss various other Sahaba. These were the guiding stars. If any we follow any one of them, inshallah, we will be guided.
أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Tonight is the last night of Ramadan. Tomorrow this time would be already Eid, inshallah. This is the last chance we have to gain from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat, the maghfirat. From the beginning of Ramadan we spoke about it, we heard about it, we read about it. And we said we have 10 spins, this is the 10th spin of the washing machine. This is our last chance now to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be relaxed now. Our full dhyan, tawajjuh, concentration only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other person who can hear us, who can respond to our cry. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our last chance now to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khazana. Pupil who has failed, put all rings in his report, but it is just one more chance and he can make a plea to his teacher or his ustad, who is very merciful. Now he goes forward and he tries his last attempt in having great hopes that now his teacher is going to say, don't worry, I have passed you and you can continue the next grade. Like this we are pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are crying. I mentioned last night, like the child who is crying, saying, Ammi, Ammi, Ma, Ma, crying desperately because it was spanked by the mother, it disobeyed the mother chased the child out, and after some time the child comes back and cries at the feet of the mother. But finally the mother gives in, she has rahmat, she feels pity for the child, she grabs the child, she kisses the child, she cuddles the child, she forgives the child. Allah's rahmat is far more greater than the rahmat of the mother, the love of the mother for a child. It is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us. Allah does not gain in any way by punishing us. Allah wants us to make the effort to come forward to Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running towards us. Recite Durood Sharif.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أعلم يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله Oh, my most beloved Allah, Ya Allah, it was only through Your kindness, Your fazl, Your karam, that You gave us the tawfiq of keeping roza in the month of Ramadan. And to recite the Taraweeh Salah, and Quran Sharif, my Allah, and the dhikr adhkar and dua. Oh, my Allah, accept all our ibadat, whatever ibadat we made in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our ibadat. Oh, my Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. These are the last few hours we have, my Allah. Just one more day, my Allah, to beg and knock at Your door, my Allah. This is the last night we have, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, tonight, if You're not going to turn towards us, tonight, if You're not going to send Your nazar rahmat upon us, my Allah, Your nazar karam upon us, my Allah, then, my Allah, we are utter losers, Ya Allah. We have lost terribly, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, You are so kind. You are so generous, so full of love and care. Oh, my Allah, You love to forgive, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Oh, my Allah, all our major sins, all our minor sins, the sins we committed, Ya Allah, openly, those we did in publicly, Ya Allah, those in privacy, Ya Allah, those in the darkness of the night, may Allah, those where we hid and did those gunas, may Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, we hid from our parents, from our wives, our children, our friends and our relatives, may Allah, but oh Allah, You were watching us all the time, may Allah, we disobeyed You, we broke Your laws, may Allah, we violated Your commandments, Ya Allah. We did not care, Ya Allah. There was no frown on our face. There was no pain in our heart. We would very, very bravely, my Allah, we committed those gunas, Ya Allah. We persisted in those gunas. Oh, my Allah. You became naraz with us, Ya Allah. We know that You are naraz with us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not send Your azab upon us. Do not send Your wrath upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, Ya Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, we have nadamat, Ya Allah. We are ashamed of committing those filthy gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, Ya Allah. From head to toe, we are covered with filth, my Allah. We have become soiled, and Ya Allah, we are impure. We have become najis and napak, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, You are the only person who can make us paak and saaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nigahun ko paak farma. Dil ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka farma. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai. Hum i'tiraf kar rahe hai, Ya Allah. Hum kusurwar hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, mu'tarif hai. Oh, my Allah, we acknowledge and we confess our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hum khatakar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai. Ya Allah, hum sab kuch hai. Lekin bande hai tere, Ya Allah, we've got no other place to turn to. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilik. Ya Allah, there is no refuge. There is no escape from You, but towards You. Ya Allah, if we run away from You, then You show us where can we go to, my Allah.
No parent can help us, no father can help us, no mother can help us, no grandparents can help us, no ustad can help us, no children can help us, no friends can help us. Ya Allah, you are the only nasir, you are the true helper. Oh my Allah, shaitan has promised us many things. His promises are false, my Allah. He deceives us, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, let us not get caught into the trap of shaitan in our nafs, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are the only one who can assist us, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us tonight. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, maafi chahte hai, ya Allah. Maaf farma. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every person, every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive every ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our eyes, ya Allah, we might look down upon some person. But oh my Allah, every person is equal in your eyes, ya Allah. We are all your makhluk, we are all your bandas, my Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Wherever the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be residing in the world, ya Allah, whatever gunas he has committed or she has committed, ya Allah, forgive every single one of us completely tonight, ya Allah. Oh Allah, gardane chura de. Jahannam ki aag se gardane chura de. Ya Allah, Allahumma atiq riqabana min an-nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Especially the brothers who are sitting here, ya Allah. They have made a sacrifice, ya Allah. They have not come for any worldly reason, my Allah. There is no gold or silver that is being distributed here, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, they have come with one purpose, one maqsad, one tamanna, one desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham, ya Allah. And those who are here, who have got white beards, my Allah. They are old, my Allah, they are weak. We've got masoom children here, ya Allah. They do not even know what a guna is, ya Allah. And how severe a guna can be. Ya Allah, they are innocent, masoom children, ya Allah. They are ulama'i kiram, hufazi kiram. Ya Allah, different types of people, ya Allah. All your bandas, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and wives and daughters are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever, ya Allah, there is some program or some, ya Allah, people are making dua and toba and istighfar, ya Allah, in different masajid, ya Allah. People are making i'tikaf throughout the world, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight. Ya Allah, maaf farma, maaf farma. Ya Allah, give us that forgiveness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, ya Allah. We are pleading to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading. Ya Allah, we are begging, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us tonight, ya Allah. Do not make us amongst those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, when Jibreel made baddu'a, when he cursed those people, he says, Ba'uda, curse be those people. May those people be far from Allah's rahmat. They must be distant away from Allah's rahmat. Such people are wretched. They are unlucky. They are miserable ones. They are shaqi, unfortunate, unlucky. They have lost the world and the akhirat. Those who fail to be forgiven in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, if you have not forgiven any one of us as yet, my Allah, then tonight, ya Allah, at this very moment, my Allah, you are Sami', you are Basir, you are hearing, you are all seeing, my Allah. You are not blind, you are not deaf, my Allah. You are the King of all kings, my Allah. Oh my Allah, the most generous king, ya Allah. Ya Allah, any king that invites us to his palace, ya Allah. If he has given us an invitation, a special invitation, oh my Allah, he'll be hospitable towards us, generous, he will give us gifts, he'll make sure we are in comfort and we are happy. He will send his messengers to escort us back home. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, tu Malikul Mulk hai. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the entire world belongs to you, my Allah. Oh Allah, you have invited us to your darbar, to your house. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door. After you have invited us, you have brought us here, my Allah. You are not going to send us empty-handed, my Allah. It is impossible, ya Allah, that your khazanas are running short of any forgiveness, my Allah. Your khazanas, your treasures are full, full. They never become exhausted, my Allah. You give and you give and you give, ya Allah. And nothing diminishes from your treasures, my Allah. What is ba'as will be exhausted, it will terminate, it will become extinct one day, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we're asking you from your khazana of rahmat tonight, my Allah. How are we going to go from here tonight, ya Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, ya Allah?
How are we going to sleep, my Allah, if you're not going to forgive us, ya Allah? Oh, my Allah, it was out of your fazl and karam, you gave us one extra day, ya Allah. One more day of Ramadan, we make so much of shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that at least you have given us one more chance to turn and come back to you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we promise you, my Allah, tonight. Ya Allah, we are not going to go back to those filthy gunas we committed, ya Allah. Whatever gunas we committed with any part of our limbs, ya Allah, with our eyes, with our ears, with our nose, with our tongue, with our heart, with our mind, with our feet, ya Allah. We went to haram places, ya Allah. We did haram things, ya Allah. Filthy thoughts crossed our mind, ya Allah. We had pride, enmity, jealousy, ya Allah. We harbored malice, we hurt some person, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive. And you love to forgive. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. It was a different matter, my Allah, if you became angry if we had to ask you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, in the dunya, if we hurt a person, he may forgive us once or twice. After that, he will chase us away. He will become angry. He will sever his ties with us. He will tell others not to talk to us. And you must boycott us. Oh, my Allah, but you are not like that, my Allah. You become more and more pleased when we turn more and more to you. Again and again when we turn to you. Oh, my Allah, you become more pleased than that person who has lost all his belongings. He has lost his means of transport, his food and drink. And he is here, he loses all hope now. And thinking that he's going to leave this world, he's going to die. And suddenly when he retrieves his belongings, when he finds his animal, he finds his food and his drink. And how happy he becomes. He's overjoyed. Oh, my Allah, you become even more happy than such a person. When bandas like, ya Allah, when we turn towards you, ya Allah, we have realized that we have transgressed ourselves. We have made so much of zulam upon ourselves, my Allah, by disobeying you. Zalamna anfusana. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh, my Allah, we have heard that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when you removed him from Jannat, among the du'as he made was this du'a. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh, my Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Oh, my Allah, if you do not forgive us, if you do not shower your mercy upon us, lanakunanna min al-khasirin, then we will definitely be of the losers, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You have said, my bandas who have wronged themselves, who have violated my laws, who have transgressed my laws, do not worry. Do not lose of my hope. Do not despair of my mercy. I am that Allah who forgives all sins. I am that merciful Allah who is of forgiving, who is most merciful. Ey Allah, we ask you tonight again and again, my Allah. Ya Allah, completely forgive us. Ya Allah, all those gunas we did deliberately, my Allah. And also those gunas we did unintentionally. Those gunas we are well aware of. And those gunas that we have even forgotten about, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Help us, we require your assistance. Give us hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, ya Allah, you made it easy for us to stay away from our desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, from food and drink while we were fasting, ya Allah. Things which are normally permissible, ya Allah, we stayed away from it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you helped us to control our anger, our passions, our desires, ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the month of Ramadan, you chained the shayateen. Now when shaitan is going to be released, ya Allah. Shaitan and our nafs together, my Allah, then we are going to be finished again. Unless, my Allah, it is your rahmat. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Our nafs will command us again and again towards evil. Our nafs will seduce us towards evil. Oh, may Allah, we have become slaves to our nafs. We have made our nafs our ilah. Whatever our nafs tells us to bow down, we bow down. Our nafs tells us to do anything wrong, we immediately listen to our nafs. Oh, may Allah, it is only your rahmat that can save us after the month of Ramadan. Give us that istiqamat. Give us that taqwa. Give us halawat of iman. Give us that lazzat of our ibadat. Ya Allah, that when we see Allahu Akbar in our salat, we must become so engrossed and so absorbed in our salat. We must forget everything around us. Our mind must not wander around. Ya Allah, we must have full concentration and devotion.
Our mind must be focused on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are walking, when we are sitting, when we are eating, when we are with our friends, Ya Allah, we must never become ghafil of you, my Allah. When the azan is called out, oh my Allah, we must respond immediately. Let it not happen that the muazzin calls the azan and then he gives the iqama also and we can hear the namaz over the receiver. But oh Allah, we become glued to the television box and we are watching those filthy films, Ya Allah, with our own masoom children and we are seeing haram pictures there, Ya Allah. And we are smiling and we are enjoying ourselves, not realizing that we are not responding to your call. Your muazzin has said, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. He's saying, Qad qamati as-salah. Namaz has begun. Namaz has begun. The imam is saying, Allahu Akbar. Oh my Allah, but we are so glued to the television and other pornographic material. Ya Allah, that we have no courage whatsoever to abandon those things. We feel no haya and shame and we continue persisting in those gunas. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, today we can see the condition, our own condition, the condition of the youth, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you help us. You save our youngsters from haram, Ya Allah. There are so many of them whom you have saved, Ya Allah. They're in the masjid, Ya Allah. They've got a sunnah beard. They've got the amama. They're going in your path. They are tahajjud guzar. They're making dhikr. Ya Allah, what a beautiful life. They are so lucky that they will be under your arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, but so many other thousands of youngsters, Ya Allah. They have forgotten you, Ya Allah. They have become neglectful, Ya Allah. They take no enjoyment in salat. Namaz is taking place in the masjid. Oh, my Allah, they accompany their fathers by force of the masjid. But the fathers are busy in salat, whilst they are outside the masjid. They are playing with their cell phones, Ya Allah. And they are busy doing other things. Oh, my Allah, we have become so weak. We cannot even put our hands over the shoulder and encourage them towards the salat. Oh, my Allah, help them. Ya Allah, they are innocent children, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Give them the tawfiq to change their lives. Do not take them to the rave clubs, Ya Allah. They have destroyed themselves taking drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are actually now worshipping shaitan now. Ya Allah, they are worshipping shaitan in those rave clubs, Ya Allah. They have become drugged. Ya Allah, they have become addicts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are taking alcohol. They are drinking liquor and wine, my Allah. They are listening to music the entire day. Hypocrisy and nifaq has filled their hearts. Ya Allah, they are committing zina. Young girls, Ya Allah. Our own blood, our own flesh. Oh, my Allah, they have lost their virginity now. Before they can even get married. Oh, my Allah, young girls are being raped, Ya Allah. Because they are being drugged. And because they are frequenting some haram place, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, save them from the prostitute dens, from the gambling dens. Save every one of us, Ya Allah, from zina, from every type of ma'asi, from every type of filth. Oh, my Allah, this ummah for whom Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cried his entire life, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. When Ma Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she became so happy when our beloved Nabi Kareem made dua for her. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha. All the sins of her past. All the sins of her future. All those sins which she committed in privacy. All those sins that she did publicly. Oh Allah, completely forgive her. She became so happy that rahmatul alameen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her beloved husband made this beautiful dua for her. And Allah has forgiven her. She became so happy. Nabi Kareem saw her smile. And what did he say? He said, oh Aisha, you are so happy with this dua I made for you now. I make this dua for my ummah every day, 5 times a day. 5 times a day he cried and cried and cried and cried. Oh my Allah, we cannot understand what pain he went through. We cannot understand, everything is just in book form. We just read it for a few seconds. We just talk about it and everything. We forget all the sacrifices our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for this ummah, my Allah. In Mi'raj also, he did not forget his ummah. Wherever he was, he did not forget his ummah. Oh, my Allah, what pain, what suffering he will go through. Ya Allah, if he is informed that your ummah today has forgotten your sunnah, they have discarded your sunnah, and they are not frequenting the masajid, but they are going back to the old habits. Oh, may Allah, you brought us in the masjid, ya Allah, in that month of Ramadan. You helped us to read over 5 times salat. Oh, may Allah, we beg you, this Ramadan, make it a different Ramadan. Ya Allah, every Ramadan we see the same thing, ya Allah. But we don't have sincerity, ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, may Allah. Give us that ikhlas. In all our ibadat, whatever we say, whatever we speak, whatever we do, may Allah. Make us do it only for your pleasure and not for show, not for ostentation and not out of pride for anything. Oh, may Allah, help us to become muqimina salah. Those who will establish salah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, make us make sure that we fill your masajid, Ya Allah. Every masjid in the entire world, especially in our locality, Ya Allah. All the masajid, all the salat, Ya Allah, make them be full, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our women folk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill their rights, make them fulfill our rights. Ya Allah, cause peace and harmony between husband and wife. Oh, may Allah, even in the month of Ramadan, so many young girls, Ya Allah, innocent girls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in such pain, such dukh, such suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have barely got married even, Ya Allah, few days or few months and they are divorced, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you alone know best whose fault it was, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, help them. Ya Allah, there are so many young girls who've got little children to rear now. Those masoom children, Ya Allah, they don't even know who their father is anymore. Ya Allah, we have become so hard, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so hard, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy. Where is the insaniyat left in us anymore? Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Make the peace and harmony come again, Ya Allah. Help them, make them good proposals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if there's khair, make them reunite with their husbands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of those masoom children. It is so difficult for those masoom children. How they grow, Ya Allah, they do not know which face to go, what face to show to their father, to their mother, to their grandparents from both sides, Ya Allah. Families have been distanced away and they've been torn apart, Ya Allah. They are fighting and quarreling, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many young girls have become so scared to get married now, Ya Allah. Because they have seen their sisters or their mothers or their other family members being divorced and abused in terrible, terrible ways, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and so many husbands also are suffering because of their wives, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have made us males, Ya Allah. You have given us more strength, Ya Allah. Help us to behave like men, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us have sabr, Ya Allah. Make us show our wives the right path, Ya Allah. Let us not become abusive over them, Ya Allah. Help us to tolerate them, Ya Allah. You have created them in that way, Ya Allah. But let us make sabr, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, help the wives also to make sabr over the anger of the husbands, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, change our conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going back to worse, may Allah. Despite the fact that you have shown us so many signs throughout the world, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and the tsunami, and so many things. Oh, may Allah, you have saved us in this country. Only out of your fazal, your karam, your kindness, we make so much shukr to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us peace and unity in this country, Ya Allah. Make the billions of Muslims or millions of non-Muslims come into the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Make them see the reality of Iman. Make them see the noor of Islam, Ya Allah. Help us to be kind and show good akhlaq to them, Ya Allah. Make us display the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make them come into the fold of Islam. Make them understand, Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, that Islam is a peace-loving religion. Islam promotes peace, harmony, unity. Islam teaches us to care about every person, every human being, even the animals, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, show them that Islam is not a religion of terrorism. We do not harm people. We do not promote violence and killings, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us. Give all of us hidayat. The entire world, Ya Allah. If you change the condition of those people at the time of Jahiliyyah, Ya Allah, who should bury their own daughters alive, Ya Allah. Who should worship the sun and the moon and trees, Ya Allah. Those people who hated Rasulullah SAW the most, but Ya Allah, you gave them hidayat. You made them great sahaba, shining stars, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, change the condition of the entire world. Make there be aman, peace, Ya Allah, and tranquility, Ya Allah. Give us the contentment of the heart, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundant sustenance, Ya Allah. plentiful of sustenance which must be absolutely 100% halal, Ya Allah. Make us use that rosy in accordance to your teachings, Ya Allah. Make us use it in those places where you would become pleased and happy. Do not make us take interest. Do not make us consume haram, Ya Allah. Do not make us waste our money, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, make our children appreciate our earnings, Ya Allah. Make them a qadr of our earnings, Ya Allah. Let not the children demand various things from their parents, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, change the condition of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem. Oh my Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, give us yaqeen, give us ilm nafi'. Ya Allah, protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, zillat, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshani. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Oh my Allah, whatever problems we have got, whatever worries and hardships we have got, Ya Allah, whatever dukh we have got, Ya Allah, you are well aware of whatever we are suffering from. Whether it is a social problem, financial problem, whatever problem, a domestic problem, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, you remove that pareshani completely. Completely, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, completely. You are not ajiz. You are not weak. You are ghani. You are qadir, muqtadir, the greatest. Ham kamzore, ham zaif hai. Ya Allah, we cannot do anything. We are kamzor, Ya Allah. Whatever worries are melting us, Ya Allah, remove that musibat, especially of these brothers who are seated here tonight, Ya Allah. And our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who are not here. Oh, my Allah, not forgetting all other Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ghaibin, hazirin, sab ki dua qabool farma. Ya Allah, whatever is our jaiz tamanna, whatever is our desire, Ya Allah, grant all of us our desires, Ya Allah. Fulfill our desires, fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. Allahumma ghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والآحات. اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك. Oh Allah, we beg you tonight for your محبت. يا الله love us my Allah. يا الله تو ہمارا بن جا ہمیں تیرا بنا لے. Oh my Allah, become ours now. Oh Allah, we know, Ya Allah, we have wronged you, Ya Allah. We have done so many wrong things. But oh Allah, forgive us. Overlook our faults. And tonight, make the decision when, Ya Allah, that you are now going to become our friend, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Oh Allah, what will you lose tonight if you have decided that you have made us your friend, my Allah? You are not going to lose anything, Ya Allah. We will become so happy, my Allah. We will gain something, Ya Allah. We will gain your closeness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become yours, my Allah. You will not lose anything, Ya Allah. We know that if you do not want to make us your friend, you have got the right, Ya Allah. You have got thousands and billions of other makhluk. You don't need us one bit, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we've got no other Allah but you. Therefore, we can only ask you, my Allah. We want to become your friend, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become our friend, my Allah. Become our friend. Grant us your nazar rahmat. Your one nazar of your karam, Ya Allah. Your one nazar, your one glance. Just one glance. One glance, Ya Allah. Just that one glance of your mercy. One glance of your karam, Ya Allah. Your love and affection. We just need one drop only, Ya Allah. It is sufficient for us, Ya Allah. Our work will be done. We will be successful, Ya Allah, in this world and the akhirat. Oh, may Allah cast your nazar rahmat upon us. And especially on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, do not turn away from us. Do not turn your nazar rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, especially, we require your nazar rahmat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from shaitan and his evil plots and plans, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of our nafs, Ya Allah. Protect us from our enemies, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasireen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, from the jadu of the sahireen. Ya Allah, people who are suffering with jadu also, Ya Allah. Remove that problem from them, Ya Allah. People are suffering, Ya Allah, with various diseases, ailments, sicknesses, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, they spent in hospitals. So many of them with tubes, Ya Allah, to their bodies, Ya Allah. So many went for scan and x-rays. They were waiting for the results, Ya Allah. So many went for under operation, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant every one of them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, Ya Allah. Whatever the sickness may be, so many have requested, please make dua for us, please make dua for us. Ya Allah, this is a jama'at sitting here. Your assistance is with a jama'at, Ya Allah. We are making ijtima'i dua, Ya Allah. We are raising our hands, Ya Allah. Let your arshadan shake today, Ya Allah. Out of mercy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, because your angels must rejoice tonight, Ya Allah. Because you must announce to Jibreel, alayhi salatu salam. Oh, Jibreel, I'm announcing to you, I'm declaring to you, that tonight I love all these bandas. They are my mahbubin. They are my maqbulin bandas. I've accepted them. I've got muhabbat and love for them. Oh, Jibreel, you also begin to love them. And Jibreel begins to love us, may Allah. And Jibreel announces to the angels in the sky. Oh, Ya Ahlas Sama. Oh, angels. Oh, people in the sky. Oh, Allah loves these banda. I love them. You also begin to love them. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We would be so lucky, may Allah. And then the people in the earth begin to love us. Then you have izzat and qabooliyat for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us qabiliyat, qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Help us to make khidmat for your deen with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Use us for the service of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you must use us for the service of your deen, Ya Allah. Every step, Ya Allah, you assist us. Har qadam tu rehnumai farma. Hidayat ata farma. Ya Wahab, hab lana min ni'mati dunya wal akhira. Innaka antal Wahab. Atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina azab al nahar. Aim Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafoor rahim, Ya Allah. Give us best of dunya, best of akhira. Give us best of dunya, best of akhira. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect our family members, may Allah. Those of our family members who have passed away, who have left this world, Ya Allah. Whenever they have passed away, especially in the month of Ramadan, especially this Ramadan, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of Jannat, Ya Allah. Not a pit of the pit of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Make it be rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Make it be a rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Make the hisab kitab easy for them, Ya Allah. If anybody is suffering any type of azab, may Allah, remove that azab from them, Ya Allah. Remove that azab from them, Ya Allah. Especially our parents and close family members, Ya Allah. And our mashayikh and our asatiza who have left this world, Ya Allah. Oh, my life, oh, parents are living, Ya Allah. Help us to fulfill their rights, Ya Allah. Let us be kind to them, Ya Allah. Let us be a coolness of the eyes, Ya Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make our wives be a coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, if any parent is suffering because of his child, Ya Allah, for any reason, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change the condition of that child, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the child, Ya Allah, farma bardar, Ya Allah. You make it become a salih child, Ya Allah. A naik child, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we can continue, go on and on and on asking from you. Ya Allah, our voice will go, we will become tired, my Allah. But you never become tired, Ya Allah. You are never overtaken by slumber and sleep, my Allah. You are hayy, you are qayyum, Ya Allah. You are all living, Ya Allah. You are self-subsistent, Ya Allah. You are independent, Ya Allah. You are the creator, the nourisher, the cherisher. You are the Allah of the birds, the animals in the jungle, the fish in the sea, the sun, the moon, every particle, all the jinnat, the entire mankind, all insan, the different planets. Oh, my Allah, everything is in your control. Eh, my Allah, these last few hours, my Allah, now you grant us what we want. You grant us what we want. Ham to thak gaye, Allah. Tu takta nahi, Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, give us that peace and serenity in our heart. And give us that, Ya Allah, feeling in our heart now that you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. Give us that feeling in our heart that you have forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that feeling in our heart that you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا. Oh Allah, do not disgrace us, my Allah. Do not disgrace us in this world, nor in the akhirah, Ya Allah. Do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Give us a life of happiness and honor, Ya Allah, and glory, Ya Allah. Give us a peaceful life, hayat tayyiba. Do not make our life a misery, Ya Allah.
There are so many fitnas and fasad that are coming, Ya Allah. Every day, every night, there's a new fitna, Ya Allah. We do not know what to expect tomorrow, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us from all types of fitna, especially the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal, Ya Allah. If Dajjal is to appear now, Ya Allah, protect us, our families, our parents, our wives, our children, our neighbors, the entire community, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. If Isa alayhi salam, if Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam appear now, whilst we are living, whilst our children are living, make us be in their jamaat, my Allah. Make us be in their jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not follow shaitan, our nafs, or dajjal, my Allah. Save us from the azab of the qabr. Save us from the fire of jahannam, my Allah. Give us all jannatul firdaus. Bighair hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah, give us jannat bighair hisab kitab, in the company of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, may Allah give us the Hose Kosar water from the Mubarak hands of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq, Ya Allah, with your noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to, after the month of Ramadan, that our tongues may be moist with your dhikr, with your tilawat of the Quran and Majeed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us become muti'i, Ya Allah. Make us have the khashiyat, Ya Allah, and khawf for you, Ya Allah. And taqwa, Ya Allah. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina, wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Ya Allah, make us have nafrat for gunas. Make us hate all types of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have united, Ya Allah. Make the Muslims ache and one, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Help us wherever we are. Masoom children, Ya Allah. What type of Eid will they spend tomorrow, Ya Allah? Or on Tuesday, my Allah, throughout the world. There are so many of them who lost their parents, Ya Allah. Their parents who were killed brutally, Ya Allah. That masoom child will look at all the other children wearing new clothes on Eid day. Oh, my Allah. What will that child do, my Allah? He's got no way to turn to. Nobody to cry to, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, the other children would go for Eid Salat with their fathers. This child, where will this child wander, my Allah? After Eid, this children will embrace their parents. This child got nobody to embrace. Oh, my Allah, Hazrat Bashir bin Aqaba, radiallahu ta'ala, when his father became shaheed, and he was waiting with all other young children for the arrival of their fathers, Ya Allah. Every child found their father. Hazrat Bashir, a little child, looked all around desperately, searching for his father. He could not find his father. Oh, my Allah. He finds Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes and asks. He goes to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma fa'ala abi? Where is my father? What has he done? Where is he? I cannot see him. Oh, my Allah. Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not take it. He turned away from the child. The child come again from the other side. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi? Where is my father? Rasulullah began to cry. He cried. He said, oh Bashir, your father has become shaheed. Hazrat Bashir began to cry, my Allah. But he was lucky. He was lucky because then Rasulullah told him, oh Bashir, don't worry, I will be your father. And Hazrat Aisha will be your mother. Oh, my Allah, Hazrat Bashir was so lucky. A father like Rasulullah, a mother like Sayyidina Aisha. Ya Allah, today's children who've lost their parents, my Allah, they have not got Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no Aisha Siddiqa for them. Where are they going to go? Ummah has forgotten the orphans, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. So many wars upon wars, my Allah. So many lives were taken away. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect every masjid of yours, Ya Allah. All the madaris, makatib, whatever deen work is taking place, Ya Allah. Accept all the work, Ya Allah. And make these works take place, Ya Allah, with your hifazat, Ya Allah. Protect the ulama-i kiram, mashayikh, the students, Ya Allah. Your hifazat-i kiram, Ya Allah. Protect all the businessmen, the doctors, lawyers, and all professional people, and every type of person, Ya Allah. Those who are looking for jobs, they can't get jobs, Ya Allah. You provide for them jobs, my Allah. Give us that halal, rosy, and give us barakat in our rizq, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our time. Make us see the change in our life, my Allah. Help us tonight, right now, my Allah. Please, my Allah, make it be the turning point in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be the turning point in our life. Ya Allah. Remove from our heart that nifaq we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.